The last word. So the Gemara is grappling with, according to Rabbi Akiva, does he have a source for Tam Ke'ikar, which thereby frees up the word Mishras by Nozer to teach me instead that it had to be Star, please. Ella, Yolof Megulia of the Chachavim. He learns from the din of the Torah. The Torah says you have to do, you have to kasher the kelim. When Mechemes Midian, Klai Yisrael went out, and the pasuk says when they came back, they were told that they have to kasher the kelim that they brought back. They can't use them without kashering them. So they cleaned them out. That wasn't the point of the pasuk. Is that they have to do hagola or libun. So they have to eradicate the tam, which is found in the walls of the keli. So we see the tam is problematic. So we know tam keker from that. And the pasuk says, and the full pasuk says, that anything which is normally used directly in the fire, you have to kasher it by burning it out, libun, and something which is used like in cooking, you have to kasher it out by boiling. So means, so what's the problem? Remember the siri guli of the chachamim, the flavor which is in the walls, the kalim of the goyim have to be kashered lav time of ba'almahu v'aser, and all there is flavor. There's no actual mamushas in the walls of the pot. When the Jews going to cook in the pot, all that would come out would be flavor. And the Torah says you can't use it. You have to eradicate the flavor. V'aser. So hachinam milushno. So the flavor, all there is flavor, and it's aser. So the hachanami, I'm assuming, means civilly nazar. So we already know by nazar tam ke'ikar. So what's the point of the pasuk of Mishras? To teach me hetemi star fleister. The pashas, it wouldn't be dafka by nozer, it would be true in kol tarkulu. I mean, that we learn out from gulei nochrim to kol tarkulu that hetemi that tam keker. Okay, Samor says, okay, excellent. So why do the Rabbanan need a pasuk of Mishras? Now let's put the question back on the Chachamim. The Chachamim say the pasuk of Mishras is teaching me Tam Ke'ikar. Well, why don't I learn Tam Ke'ikar from the pasuk by Gulei of the Chachamim? From the fact that you have to kasher the pot that you take from the Goy, means even though all there is flavor in the walls, because the actual, you clean out the pot. And now you say, well, you can't use it anyway until you kosher it. Why? Because there's flavor there. So flavor is also. So why can't I learn from that to Nozer? Why do I need the pasuk of Mishras to tell me Tam Kikr by Nozer? Rabbanan Nami Tepik Luhumi Gulag of the Chachamim. Why don't we derive it from Gulag the Chachamim, and therefore why do we need the pasuk of Mishras by Nozer? So Amrle, so the Chomer can talk back to you. Hasam, what is the box over here? Hasam Nami, over there by Gulik of the Chomer is Kiddushu. That which the Torah says you have to kasher the pot that you take from the Goy is a Kiddush. What's a Kiddush? The Habacholo Torah Kula, Nesha Tam Lifgam is Mutter. That we have to assume, we know there's a rule in the Torah that food which is not considered edible is not usher. The pasuk says by nevela that you, what should you do with a nevela? You should either sell it or give it to a ger. Ger means a ger tershu. That, we're familiar with the Ger Tzedek. The Torah talks about the Lashon of Ger, it's referring to sometimes referring to a ger tzarshah means a non-Jew, which is allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael because he's undertaken to keep the Zion mitzvahs. So the Torah says that him you could actually give the Nevela as a matana. Not only is there not an Isra b'sichonim of giving him presents, but actually a bechiv to make sure that he has what to live on. So the Torah describes a Nevela as something which is edible by a ger, by this non-Jew. So we understand that once it becomes not edible, it's going to be mutter. So the Mora then extrapolates and says, the same way that's true when you're talking about the actual mamushas of the item. When I'm talking, because I'm benefiting from the item, it's beneficial, it's edible, etc. When all I have is tam, and the tam which it produces is undesirable, the Torah will not asher tam. The same way the Torah will not asher the actual item if it's undesirable because it's not edible. Over here, the tam is not a question of being edible or not edible. That's not the issue. But the point is, if the tam adds benefit to the food, so the flavor which is coming out of the walls is a good flavor going into the food, so it makes sense that it's re-asher. But if the flavor which is coming out is stale and it's not a good flavor, it shouldn't be also. So nice and timely of gam is mutter. And now by over here, the Torah is saying when they went to Melchemes Midian, they came back with the Kalim, they have to kasher the Kalim. We got a gil of dechachabim is also. So that obviously is a chiddush. That's an extraordinary. That doesn't fit with the rules that we have in general. So the fact that the Torah is saying over here, tam kiker doesn't, when I would not, I could not see as a source to call Tarkula is tam kiker, because even if tam would be kiker, it shouldn't be usher because it's not tam lifgam. So the answer is that this is an extraordinary din. It was an extraordinary din. I can't learn it anywhere else.
And let's say someone, you know, just used those kalim. I mean, ate from those kalim.
Okay. So one second. Rabbi Kiva Nami Hokkid issue. The Mor says that's a good question. So how the Mor is saying that Rabbi Kiva learns out from Guli of the Chachavim that to call to Nazir and to call to Rakula that Tam Kiger, and therefore the word Mishras is actually to teach me how to mitzvah for the Isser. The Chachavim's argument is a good argument. You can't learn from there because that's a Kiddush. Amar Huna Barchia Lo Yosu Torah El Keder Bas Yoyma the Labnas and Tam Lif Gamhu. Okay, you're right that eventually the flavor which is in the walls becomes stale and it's Nosu Tam Lif Gam, and Rabbi Kiva argues that in Echonami in that case it wouldn't be Yosu. So if Minaraisa, and that's actually we pass on like this, Minaraisa, if I would get a Kaili, which is not a Basyama, the flavor in there is with Minaraisa will not be also. There'll be no need to kasher the Kaili. The case of the Pasuk is referring to a Kaili which has been just used with it recently, and the flavor is not Nisan Tam Lifka. Oh, so that the Torah says you have to kasher, but it's only flavor. So you see Tom Kaker. There's a Machlokes Rashi and the other Rishonim, Tosis and another Rishonim. The definition of Bas Yama, Rashi says in the Avodah Zorah, Bas Yama means the same day as opposed to overnight. Mm-hmm. By letting it sit overnight already, the flavor becomes stale. So it's nice and time they've come. Tosis says that it's a 24-hour, with the assumption it's a 24-hour period. If it in 24 hours it sits in the walls, the flavor becomes pogum. Okay, so now, a second. So if that's true, that the Torah only answered Kder Bas Yoyma, so you're telling me that the reason why I don't learn from the Tom Kaker, according to Rabbanan, is because I don't learn this from Gulei of the Chachavim, is because over there it's a Kiddush, maybe the point of the pasuk was not a chiddush. The chiddush was, even though it's pogum, it's a problem. It's, now we're saying if it was pogum, it's not a problem. In the case where it's a problem is the case where it's not pogum. So it's not a chiddush. So it's not a chiddush. Why can't you learn Tam Kekar from there to Kol Torah Kula? So why did Rabbanan use the word Mishras to teach me Tam Kekar? Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan say, no, they still say you need the Pasuk of Mishras by Nazir to teach me Tam Kekar, because they feel you cannot learn from Gula of the Chachabim, because there Bas Yama Nami Eepshat Le Pagma Purta. Even if it's within a short period of time, the flavor diminishes and becomes not significant. And that minimal pagam, theoretically, should make it mutter. And still the Torah said that it's aser. So now, the source for the concept of pogum is from a case where it's not edible at all. The case where the actual item becomes inedible. So you have the nevela and it becomes inedible for a person. Caleb can still eat it, but a person will no longer eat it. Minaraisa, so that food is no longer awesome. So you have a piece of meat, nevela, and it sits a period of time in a nice hot Mediterranean sun. So minaraisa, so that's not awesome, and it's not edible. A person will no longer eat it. So that's not an issue of the rights of food anymore. So we're saying the Torah is, even though the substance of the Isser is there, it's not Isser. But we're saying that the same way that's true when you're dealing with the substance, it has to be edible. When all you're dealing with is flavor, if the flavor which is imparting is not a beneficial flavor, we don't look at it as something which is giving benefit, so the Torah would not Isser that. So even in a case where the flavor is pogum for a minimal amount of time, we should argue it should be mutter according to the Rabbanan. Okay. Okay.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
So in a case like this, for the Nazir, we're adding, so if the flavor would then equate to a pizayas, that would be when the Isser would come in. I know I came in late, so I'm very sorry. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure I'm understanding. So if there's a flavor that's just a little bit, because we can add it to something else, as long as that flavor gets added, even if the flavor is just a tiny bit. Right?
If the flavor will... So we're preferring Tom Kicker over Hetam Yisar for the Isser. So Hetam Yisar for the Isser, the way Rashi learns, the Isser and the Heter, the Isser does not impart any flavor to the Heter, and the Heter is distinct on its own. And together they equal the Kazayas, so Hetam Yisar for the Isser, and he's going to be... That's a Chiddush for Hetam Yisar for the Isser. Tom Kicker means that the flavor of the Isser permeates, let's say the wine will permeate into a kazayas of the heter to the point that when you eat the kazayas of heter, it has the flavor of the isser. Right. So now you're eating a kazayas worth of tam. That's the simplest way of learning it. Okay. So the Chachamim said, therefore, I can't learn from Gula of the Chachamim because there is an element of Chiddush in Gula of the Chachamim, even at Bas Yama. So that's why over there the Torah also is B'mechadosh Tam Keker. So now I learn from Nazir that even by Nazir you say Tam Keker. Now the Chachamim agree to Rav Huna Bar Chiya's din that there's a Chiddush that Tam is a problem. And even though it's pogum purta, it's still a problem. And that's a chiddush, but it is a problem. But they do agree that eventually the pogum is so significant that the Torah actually did not aser it. And once it's bas, not a bas yoyma, whatever that means, we pass it not like Rashi. We pass it not like Rashi, so strongly that usually most person hold you, you know, the Noisa Kalim hold you can't even be mitzvah for Rashi as a cooler together with others shitas. We just don't pass on the Rashi.
What?
If it's not Bas Yerma, Mita Raisa, the pot would not need kashering. Okay, let's see the rush. First rush on the page. Nafkla Megulav de Chachavim. So the Torah said they went to war against Midian and they came back with the Kalim. And then Elazar told them that Moshe Rabbeinu had told him that they can't use the kalim until they kasher them. Some kalim will have to be kashered by burning. The kalim which are normally used directly in the fire, let's say a spit, which is used to roast things directly over the fire, it's absorbing the direct heat from the fire. The only way you have to kasher it by burning it in the fire. And those which you use together with water cooking in a pot, you have to kasher by boiling out the flavor. Tosis asked that we have the Tosis in about a Zorah. We had it somewhere else. Tosis asked, so what do you gain by the kashering process? So you take the flavor out into the water, and then the flavor goes back from the water into the walls. So what do you gain? So Tosis says, well, either you would do bittul, you know, so you kasher your small pot in the gigantic pot.
Well, it's got to diminish it, though. Sorry, but it would diminish it even if it goes back in. It's still, it's lessening it.
Well, lessening it mean quantity or quality?
Oh, both. Both, really.
Yeah, so the problem is, so if the quantity is a shear which creates bittul, fine. So for argument's sake, I'm picturing the Tosis. Since Chulam, we didn't have the Tosis. Okay, we didn't do that. So I have a small pot and I put it in a very large pot. So whatever flavors in the walls of the pot comes out into the water, it's bottle b'shishim, and then even if it goes back into the walls of the pot, it goes back being bottle, it's no problem. So I solved the problem that way. But now I have a larger pot and there's no way I can kasher that with bittul b'shishim. So how does it work? So Tosha says that midaraisa, the only solution for that pot is to wait 24 hours and now the Thomas Pogam is mutter to use. Okay, so what do you gain by kashering? The time comes out, its pogam goes back in. So Tosis says it's like this. Midaraisa at a chanami, you had no way to kasher it. The only way you would kasher it would be to wait. The only way you would be able to use a midaraisa is to wait 24 hours. But midrabanan, even after 24 hours, it's still osur. That's the time of the kam is osur midrabanan. But the Torah says that dinner, the time of the kam is osur midrabanan, is only if it went in as a tam, which is meshubach. So we asked it that since when it went in, it was a tam which was osur, it remains osur. The fact that it became pogum doesn't make it mutter. But if it goes into the walls of the pot as a pogum, it's not osur. So that's the solution. You wait 24 hours. You kasher it. The flavor, which is pogum, comes out into the water. So now the walls have been purged of any bad flavor. But meanwhile, the nature of it is that it starts going back in. But it's going back, now it's going in as a tam, which is pogum. So now that it's being absorbed in the walls as a tam, which is pogum, a tam which goes into the walls as pogum, the chazal de nasser. Since we write the tam pogum is mutter, because Allah asked a tam which is now pogum, which has started out in this pot or in this place as meshubach. So when he originally put the flavor in there, it was meshubach. It remains osur, but now that it goes out, it's going into the pot now as a pogum. It's not osur. So it says Beit Hanami Tosha says there's no way to midaraisa that you would be able to kasher that pot because the large kalim it wasn't realistic. You know, you could kasher it be'esh. That doesn't work a bit, though. That works with actually destroying the flavor. That's fine. But the pasuk says there's a case where you kasher it with water. What's that case? So the Rosh Nafkei Megillah of the Chabim, Klitas Iser Kli Midyan. So the Torah says you have to expel the flavor of the prohibited foods which are in the kelim which they brought back from Midyan. The time of Ba'alma, it's only flavor. So the Torah says that everything, the flavor has to be removed. So that's Rabbi Akiva's source. The Chachamim say that that's an extraordinary din. The Torah says you take it around, you give it to the Ger Toshev, which in the Chazal Darshan, and the Vela, which is Roy, to give to Ger Toshev, is considered Osir. If it's not Roy to give it to the Ger, it became inedible, so then it's not called the Vela anymore. You need the pasuk for a time of gam for a case or a pot within 24 hours. And therefore they argue the kehecha the pogam meruba shai rachmona the gol the rachmona ben nevela who would then be muatis who shechidish by kasa. So saying it's also by pogam muat is also a chidish. So I would not learn from the gulat the chachavim. It's called tarkula that doesn't time lifgam is also. Okay, let's hold it here.